Now we see in the first five verses, Abraham is justified by faith. And I'm reading now verse 1. What shall we say then? That Abraham, our father, is pertaining to the flesh, hath found. Now, I'd like to give a translation of this that I frankly think is nearer to the thought of Paul than our translation. And listen very carefully, because all we're doing is just rearranging modifiers and phrases. Therefore, what shall we say? That Abraham, our first father, has found according to the flesh. That is, by natural human effort. Now, if you'll notice that this is in line with the thought of this context, and the therefore that opens this chapter connects this argument with what he's been talking about back in the third chapter. The gospel excludes boasting and establishes the law, as we saw last time. Abraham and David confirm Paul in this thesis. Now he uses this idiomatic phrase, what shall we say? And Paul uses that in the argument portions of this epistle. He's come now to an argumentative portion. Therefore, that is in the first division. Paul has not attempted to prove or argue that man is a sinner. And you do not find this phrase like this, therefore, what shall we say? Now, in the last section of this epistle, which is practical, it's entirely omitted. But now he brings it forth, and he says, Abraham, our first father. Now, that reveals that the nation Israel began with Abraham. First father, I think, is a peculiar expression. It reveals the importance attached to Abraham, who was first chronologically and also first in importance. Many years ago, when I was a pastor in Nashville, I was invited by several friends that I had known before I studied for the ministry. They were Jewish friends. And they invited me to come up one evening to speak to a group of them in the YMHA, Young Men's Hebrew Association. And I went up and spoke to them on the glories of the Mosaic Law. And I was amazed to find that they stopped with Abraham. They never went back of Abraham. Quite a few of the questions reveal that. And finally, I asked them some questions. I said, don't you count Noah and Adam in the line? And they laughed and said, no. These young Jewish friends, they just said, no, we stopped with Abraham. He is our first father. Now, what has he found according to the flesh? That is, that it could modify Abraham. But I think, frankly, that's what he does here. What has he found according to the flesh? Abraham has found out that Abraham's works according to the flesh did not produce boasting, but produced shame and confusion. That was Abraham's works. He had nothing to boast of. Oh, now don't misunderstand. Actually, I think Abraham was a great man, and especially in that matter of Lot. He wouldn't let the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah reward him. But also, Abraham didn't believe God, and he ran down to Egypt. This matter of that little Egyptian maid that he got and the son that came from her, these are things that are not to be boasted of by Abraham.